Guelph Today received the following letter about making Canada a better place for future generations. It seems that with starting off this new year of 2025, Mother Nature, or is it really climate warming and change, has started doing the destruction things to us a lot early. These fires, still ongoing, have destroyed many homes, business and land. With the total cost of many billions, not millions, of dollars of destruction and loss. Many insurance companies around the world will not issue policies with flooding or fire coverage, especially in certain areas. Extreme drought, forest fires, a yearly amount of rain for the total year in 24 hours along with flooding. Yes, the world changes every year, but it seems lately this year's change seems to be going the wrong way. Scientists for many years now have been giving warnings that we need to do something about the atmosphere deteriorating because of fossil fuel usage. Even Saudi Arabia, world's oil giant, has started producing electricity by solar and wind. On another note, the Arctic is no longer frozen over, with boat travel all year round. Worldwide, the trend is eliminating coal burning, using electric cars, trucks with better technology for manufacturing. Governments around the world need money to help make this happen. If we don't help here in Canada, what is in store for our future great-grandchildren? If they are possible, what language will we be using? Axe the tax being proposed will not help on this worldwide problem that could make for great bad changes, but putting a small amount of money back to people will give back to those with lower income. The money raised by this tax goes to fighting global heating. Come on, folks, let's make a wonderful place for our future generations here in Canada, along with a better place for us now. Let's all have faith, hope, and love. Doug Grove, Guelph.